Hello to you. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Sri Lanka's military says it has seized a key rebel stronghold, forcing the separatist Tamil Tiger rebels out of their last military base. There's been no communication from the rebels so far. The move could mean the government is on the verge of ending one of the world's longest and bloodiest civil wars. Authorities say at least 10 mountaineers were killed in an avalanche at a ski resort in Turkey. So far, rescue workers have pulled out at least 7 people from under the snow. The group was hiking the area when the avalanche happened. The aunt of cult leader David Koresh is in custody today, charged in the stabbing death of Koresh's mother. Bonnie Clark Halderman was found stabbed to death at her sister's house on Friday. That's about 175 miles north of Houston. The two women were the only ones there when police arrived after someone called 911. Police say there's no word on a motive. Back in 1993, you may remember federal agents tried to arrest Koresh for allegedly stockpiling explosives and weapons at his Branch Davidians ranch outside of Waco, Texas. After a 51-day standoff, the complex was burned to the ground. Koresh and about 80 of his followers died. The Wichita Eagle newspaper is reporting 2 people were shot dead, 7 others wounded at a wake in Wichita, Kansas. Investigators say the ceremony was going on in a private home when somebody started shooting from outside that home. It's unclear how many shooters were involved or what the motive may have been. Police are looking for a green pickup truck that witnesses saw leaving the scene. Firefighters in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, finally got a 7-alarm house fire under control early this morning. Coatesville is about 45 miles west of Philly. Officials say one firefighter suffered a broken ankle battling that blaze. Officials say no other injuries were caused by the fire. No word yet on what touched off the blaze. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.